Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
On the Spirit of Buffalo here, we go out on day sales every day. We do 2 to 3 day sales per day, and we do some special events as well, including wine tasting trips with local wineries as well as international wines. We do beer tasting cruises. All the local breweries come in, and we do a beer tasting once a week, and we also do little kids' private trips on the weekends.
Cool. And talk a little bit less about the events and stuff, but what kind of boats are these considered, and their historical significance?
Absolutely. This is what's called a schooner, and schooners were traditional back in the age of sail, and is a traditionally rigged boat, so it would look a lot like what you'd see out there. In the past, they'd be carrying grain, cargo, and some of the old sail ships were also warships, but the significance of the Spirit of Buffalo is it's a traditionally rigged schooner.
Okay. And talk about what it's like to be here. Talk about the emergence of Canalside and how it's been able to play into these kinds of things emerging on the water.
Absolutely. You know, Buffalo has a very rich maritime history, which is not quite forgotten, but kind of put by the wayside. And for the emergence of Canalside coming about, and the location of it being here at the commercial slip, is very, very big. We are actually at the western terminus of the Erie Canal, and this is where these traditional tall ships or these schooners full of grain would come in and meet the barges to be taken to Albany.
One second. I have a bunch of questions written down.
No problem.
So today, the significance of these ships is more of this kind of industry, I would assume, at this point?
This type of ship, the schooners these days are not used for carrying cargo. These days, it is to keep the tradition alive and to sail these types of vessels. And a lot of vessels that will be visiting here for tall ships are actually sail training vessels to kind of keep those skills going and keep the tall ship life alive.
Is this an authentic tall ship?
This particular one was designed on the design of a tall ship that existed, but is a steel hull vessel. This is traditionally they would have been a wooden vessel, but the rigging that you'd see from the deck up is traditional.
Okay, so like technically it's a model, but it was built almost the exact same way, minus the steel vessel part.
That's correct. There's some modifications that have been made to accommodate passengers as opposed to its cargo.
All right, and then talk about what a trip looks like. If someone were to come on, you know, want to be on one of these for a tour, talk about what you guys do, how long it is, that kind of thing, and just talk about what a day would look like.
Typically, we run a two-hour trip. The passengers would come aboard, and we'd welcome them all aboard, go over a quick safety briefing from the Coast Guard, and we'd get underway. And once we get underway, we really encourage people to participate if they want to help set sail. We get our passengers involved in setting sail. It's kind of neat to set sail. It's all done by hand. And we'll go out, we'll set all the sails, shut the engine off, and we'll actually sail the boat every single time. It's a little tougher on the light wind days, but we do set sail every time.
How's the weather been this year?
We had a tough start to the spring here in Buffalo. Things have been turning around. Obviously, in the past week, the weather has turned to our favor. But it was a difficult spring to get through for all of us.
But you anticipate a good summer at this point?
Absolutely. They're showing signs right now in the past few days of things turning right around.
Are there any major events that you guys have planned for this summer? I know you talked about like your daily stuff, your weekend stuff, your, you know, once a week kind of events. Is there anything big coming to Buffalo with the Spirit of Buffalo this year?
Well, we're lucky enough to have the tall ships come here, as many people know, and we are the host ship, so we're kind of hosting the tall ships coming in for the parade of sail. So the big event this year is absolutely the tall ships. The parade of sail is, Buffalo hasn't seen this many tall ships in its harbor in over 100 years. So be a pretty special event.
And when is that?
Starts on July 4th. The parade of sail will be coming in around 3:30, and they will be open deck tours on all the ships on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And three of us vessels will be taking passengers out throughout the weekend.
In like a similar kind of thing that you do on a daily basis?
That's correct, yeah. There's two visiting vessels that will join us in taking passengers out for sails.
And how cool is this to have, you know, you said the first time in over 100 years, really, anyone can appreciate that significance. Talk about that, what it means.
Oh, it's a huge significance. It hasn't happened in over 100 years. And if you don't really know what it's all about, when you come and you see 12 tall ships from around the world, guaranteed you'll have a new appreciation of the age of tall sail. It's quite spectacular, and I feel pretty special that we are now on the map for these tall ships to come to Buffalo.
And I imagine that the emergence of Canalside has really helped you gain, I mean, you know, they wanted to come here, you know. Is that how it works, or how did that decide that they were coming here?
Well, Tall Ships does a rotation every 3 years. They'll do the East Coast, the West Coast, and the Great Lakes. So they've been coming to the Great Lakes every 3 years for the past, I'm going to guess maybe 20 years. And Buffalo just hasn't been on the map. So with the emergence of what's going on in our waterfront and the pride of Buffalo and what's happening on this waterfront has drawn enough local interest to have Buffalo as one of the stops.
Talk about the significance of the Parade of Sail for someone who has no idea what that is. Talk about what it is, its history, its significance, and you kind of mentioned West Coast, East Coast, Great Lakes, but talk about it more in depth.
Yeah, so for the Parade of Sail, we're all going to meet out on the lake, and we're all going to come sailing in together one by one. We are going to have as much sail as appropriate for that weather and being so close. So we'll have a lot of sail set. So to see that much canvas or that much sail from that many boats is going to be absolutely spectacular, especially underway. And once the ships come here, they will moor up or dock up, and you'll be able to get on board and see these vessels as well.
Very cool. And you said this has been going on for how long?
Ooh, good question. I don't have an answer for that one.
No, that's okay. Is there anything else that you'd like to add? I think we covered kind of all the bases, Spirit of Buffalo, Day of Sail. Anything else that you'd like to add?
Yeah, I would just say that for this event that's happening this week, if it even sounds a bit interesting, it's gonna turn your view of what you think of sailboats and the history and the maritime history of this age of sail. And you should certainly come down and take a look. It's what could be a once-in-a-lifetime show here in Buffalo.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.